the Gaywurz part of the sugya. We'll try to finish off whatever it'll get. We'll start that today, but try to finish that off next week. We're going to keep the regular schedule for now, for Tuesday and Thursday. I just want to finish off discussing the Zaken part, and then that transitions into the next part. So we were discussing different perspectives on the relationship between Zechiyah and Shlichos, and how that connects with application of Zechiyah and Shlichos to Katan and Akum. Speak a little bit more about some of the shitas in that respect. As well as the question of whether Zachin is defined objectively or subjectively, whether it's defined as an aggregate or in small pieces, whether there are different levels of Zachin, etc. So regarding that, firstly, another example of Zachin, objective Zachin, and the discussion of objective Zachin can be found in the sugya in Kiddushin Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Again, not going into the details right now. Normally we say that Kiddushin is Zachin, not Chavin, but that can be a little bit of a tricky issue. So the sugya there, Mem Hei Amud Aleph, especially from the husband's point of view, in terms of who he's going to marry, that can be Chavin. So the situation there is one in which these two fathers, kind of having a drink of wine together, and one informed the other about his interest in terms of marriage prospects. And then the question seems to be, like the Gemara is talking about, a situation where the other one goes and tries to be mezake avuro. Is there zachen in kiddushin? That's really the issue. So if you look at the Rashi there, and the Tosfos Rid in particular, in the Kiddushin of Mem Hei Amud Aleph, they seem to be struggling with this question. The truth is that we talked about this issue, and it really has to be also added that there could be two dinim, or either din. In other words, what if something is, in order for something to qualify as zachin, does it have to be objectively and subjectively Zachin, or is it one that defines rather than the other, and it's always the objective, always the subjective, or is it possible that either the objective or subjective will be sufficient? So that is also part of the equation. In other words, this question of objective and subjective Zachin might be mechalik between Zachin and Chavin, basically. So if you look at these, some of the sugyas that we were discussing, particularly Shitas HaRajba, which is a little bit tricky, because HaRajba, is clear in Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel, mentioned before, that there is Zachin Bal Korcha. So Zachin Bal Korcha is obviously objective Zachin. And yet, the Rajba in Gittin, for example, doesn't seem to be completely, consistent. With that, the Rajma in the sixth parak in Gittin has some interesting discussions of this. So, is it possible that you need, both or either? There are some permutations as well. Also, should add that I don't think it's a coincidence that the Rajma, who's the most out there in terms of Zachin Bal Karka, the objective Zachin, in other words, even when he's subjectively against, is also the one who is most extreme on Zechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichos being even independent of the criteria of Shlichos, right, as we discussed. In other words, Ramban is Mistapek, even if Zechiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichos, but maybe even Katan is Mufka Mizchiyah for the reason that he's Eino B'Toras Shlichos. And the Rajba dismisses that completely and then goes on to discuss what about Akum, and he discusses what about Akum in a really interesting way. That's the last thing that we're discussing. You need a ribui, you don't need a ribui. If you need a ribui in Shlichos, does that mean you need a ribui in Zechiyah or Dafka? They're different, and whatever we discuss. But the point is that the Rajba is the most of the Rishonim, at least. He goes a step beyond. You can see the progression, right? Basically, the Rajba rather is a step beyond the Ramban. Again, the Ran is rolling it all back and kind of coming up with an advanced or a different kind of shlichos, but he's back with skia mitam shlichos, just different shlichos. But the Rajba is the most out there. And that's, I think, not a coincidence that he's also the one who is most into the idea of an objective, or at least weighing the possibility of objective zakhin, in some case implementing objective zakhin. Because as we said, the more you look at this in terms of, certainly shlichos of Anan Tzadi, everything has to be subjective. Even if you were to take the view this is shlichos, it's not mukrach anymore, but you're more likely to take a subjective posture. But if you think that Zechiah is Yad and it's totally a different parsha, totally different from shlichos, then the idea that that's, you know, the Torah defines it and it's defined objectively and so on, is something that is more likely. And I should also add, I think I did give you this to look at, right, the sugya and the Darim Lamed Vav Nebeis and the Rajba there? Is that on the list? Was it on the list though? I'm just curious. Just again, for the sake of my sanity, I don't. Yeah, could be the people don't know. It was on the list. Yeah. So what is that? Did you anybody get a chance? Okay, so let me just again. The Gemara in the Darim Lamed Vav Nebeis is talking about a really interesting case. Anybody know the Gemara there in the Darim? It's like a famous Gemara. The Gemara wants to know whether you can be mafrish. Mishalo al shabalakri. Right? What? Oh, you did see. Even in this context, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. So what is the Gemara about?
So can you be mizaka?
Iboilua. Torah mishalo al shal chavero tzorch daito olo. Right? That's, can you be mafrish from your own tvua to be poter tvuas chavero from teva? Right? What's the safek? Mi amrina kiva des chusulo lo tzorch das. But that's also just an interesting issue in its own right, right? On the one hand, he's financially benefiting from all of this. What could be wrong? On the other hand, you know, it's an interesting Moser Haskel, right? Mitzvah dileihu v'nichale l'me'evdei. Right? You know, you don't want to be mekapeach him, his opportunity to do the mitzvah. So we have this in a number of Gemaras, right? Whether, nichale da'avid mitzvah, delay. Okay. So is this really a question whether it's a schus? Again, partly this gemara is interesting because, like the gemara, ikedenichalei behar, ikedenichalei bebika, and it's great to be free, but you also lose out on the truma, right? Again, this question of a purist zachin, or an aggregate zachin, or trying to put your finger on, maybe you need a pure zochin, but things that are derivative things, as opposed to things that are separate things, that's a separate point, right? That's this is part of a bigger question. How do we define zochin objective, subjective? Purist not, derivative not, etc. It's part of that question. Either way, it's a really interesting Gemara from another point of view, and that is this is a Gemara which seems to be weighing zachin in a context of truma, and if you don't need shlichus betruma, this is particularly interesting. As I mentioned before, there's a certain interesting curious almost thing that atem gam atem l'rabbel shulchachem, and yet the Gemara here in Nedarim and the Gemara in Gittin samachem aleph, there's a big machlokas or rishonim, Tosis, Ramban, this Rajba. Maybe you don't even need shlichus betruma. Anyways, this is a discussion of zakeh. Either way, the Gemara seems certainly to say that if you're torim mishal balakri al balakri, the implication is that certainly wouldn't work. Right. So why not? What's wrong with being torim mi balakri al balakri? Right. That's also zakeh because he's not going to. You're saving him from eating hevel. So the Rajba, did you saw the Rajba or not? Seems like you did see the Gemara.
Yeah.
So what's the Raj? So the Rajba here has an interesting discussion where he basically says, listen, if you want to be Torah ni balakri al balakri, that you need shlichus for. If you want to be Torah mishalo al balakri, that's midin zachin. And the Rajba here, Lishitaso, seems to be saying that, again, if you held like the Balei Tosus, which is that Tzchiyah is mitam shlichus, and it says Tzchiyah is the shlichus of Anan Tzadi, you know, so those kind of chilukim, you know, don't make any sense. Unless you want to say there's no Anan Tzadi here. But, you know, per se, that's not what the Raj was saying. Raj was saying, Zchiyah is lav mitam shlichos. There's a difference between Zchiyah and shlichos. And while shlichos will work in Shabalakri, Abalakri, it will work in the case of Zchiyah. So, once again, Raj Balashitaso, but Zchiyah lav mitam shlichos. So there's an important difference here. The question is, do you want to even push it, you know, beyond that? So there's a famous ksos, Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Ches, where the ksos says, oh, the Rajba in the Darim, again, this is one of those ksoses, you know, that, you know, really, you know, put certain Rishonim on the map. Again, they were there beforehand, but even more so. You know, we're talking about the Rashi and, you know, Kiddush and Tzamachay in the base, and the Ran, of course, and Chasima Karsi, the Ran and the Gittin. Anyway, this is one of those. So the Rajba has this in a number of places, and the Ksos has it in a number of places in the Sefer, that the Rajba, the Darim, is basically saying there's something called Zachin Le'adam Shor B'Fanav. But we don't say Zachin Me'adam Shor B'Fanav. That's how the Ksos read the Rashba, and he came up with the Sisod, and he applies it, you know, Kedarko, you know, throughout. If you look at the Rashba, I'm not so sure that that's what he really means. I think, you know, more likely, or if he does mean that, it's integrated into his view about the difference between Zochen and Shlichos Lishitaso, and knowing that the Rashba believes in objective Zochen, and that he goes further than anyone else in distinguishing between Zachin and Shlichus, I think helps to understand, or you know, that Rajba and Nadarim in a very different way than the Ksos does. Again, it's a little ironic because, as I noted the other day, the Ksos himself happens in Simen Kupay to go even further than the Rajba and to suggest that Zachiyah Shalom Itam Shlichus, you know, not only will it certainly apply to Katan, but will even apply to Akum, and he's the one who formulates it as a din yah. Okay. Then some of you asked me about the Reb Chaim. Where is the Reb Chaim? And I was I picked the one in the second paragraph of Kedushin, which is important. There too, he distinguishes between Shlichus and Zchiyah regarding Kinyanim and Bailus. That Reb Chaim is a great example of you know, Zchiyah being independent of Shlichus. But the one that I was looking for was not there. It's in Bava Tzia Daf Yud, and I also misstated it. So just to get it better for the record, I misstated it not in a radical way, but in a ironically like important way. Okay. Meaning, I'm not making excuses, but I was quoting Reb Chaim for the range. If you hold Zechiah as mitam shlichos, what do we really mean by that? And instead of thinking that it's, you know, typical shlichos, or even just shlichos b'liminui, or even shlichos with the Rabbonu Shel Olam or the Torah being the memane, but that what Reb Chaim says is there's a different parsha, there's aten gam atem, and there's another parsha of shlichos. So that is a way of having your cake, you know, and eating it too. You get the overlap of shlichos, and you get some of the effect of, you know, if somebody's mufka for the parsha of shlichos, or something is mufka for the parsha of shlichos, that may also spill over into Zachin. But you still get to make distinctions between Zechiah and Shlichus, because it's a different parsha of Shlichus, not the same parsha of Shlichus. Anyways, my misrepresentation was that I remember the Reb Chaim wrong. Reb Chaim says exactly that, but not for the Mandamar Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, but for the Mandamar Zechiah Lav Mitam Shlichus. In other words, when we say Zechiah Lav Mitam Shlichus, right, Reb Chaim says what that means is not that it's not shlichos, but it's a different parsha of shlichos. Okay. So the same idea that I, you know, pushed for Reb Chaim might be the Rashi in Kiddushin, and certainly the Ran in Kiddushin, and some of the other phenomena that we were speaking about. But Reb Chaim basically, that's why I say it's a good mistake in a way, meaning there's a very small gap. Clearly, in the hierarchy, you know. In other words, if you have the extremes are Tosas and Tosa Rush is Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus, which is Anansavi, which is totally, interchangeable with Shlichus, and the Ksos, that, you know, Tzchiyah La Mitam Shlichus means Yad, and it'll certainly apply even to Akum. Those are the extremes. And then as you start, you know, bridging the gaps, which we have, so there's obviously a very small gap between saying Zechiah mitam shlichus, but it's a different kind of a shlichus by virtue of the difference in minui, or just, you know, whatever. That's a qualitatively different kind of shlichus, and saying that Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus, but all that really means is that it's a different parsha within shlichus. So I confuse those two, you know, in Reb Chaim, not intentionally, but, you know, it's maybe serves to highlight that purpose. So what Reb Chaim really says is here in it's the piece, you know, there are two pieces here in Bab Metzia Daf Yud. So he the piece after in this version of the stanzas is the one that I mentioned, but also appears in Kiddushin, about the difference between Bailos and Shlichos and Zechiah. Mm-hmm. That's important. But earlier, Hine Amar Hagrach, the Afilu name of the Zechiah is Daf Yud. The Zechiah Lav Mitam Shlichos, Afilu Achi Lo Kamosha Sovrim Anu, Dehumi Din Yad, like it says. The Odif Odioser Mishlichos. Right? The Minalon Lasos Adifusa Odioser Mishlichos. El Afilu Neima Lav Mitam Shlichos, Afilochi midin shlichus naguba, el de pugtayu is zechiah mitam shlichus olo, talya baha, inema mitam shlichus, hainu da Torah ribsa, kemota ashkechon shadam yachal liyasos shliach, kishachavero, mino shliach, kemokim bezchiah, kimidiskus olo, inu tsorich minui. He's also saying that zechiah mitam shlichus is bli minui, you don't need a minui, el de nasa shliach apolo minahu. The nimtza, the kolapsulin sheshayich b'shlichus, in the chalos, in other words, kmo katan, v'shota, chadam, he's assuming now for a moment that those aren't things that have to do with the minui, right? That you could be cholek on this part of it. But shayich kam b'shlichus v'zechiah. He's saying if zechiah mitam shlichus, it's not typical shlichus either, but the difference is in the minui, and for the moment he's assuming that that's a technicality. I don't think it's a technicality for two reasons. As I said, A, certain of the dina may depend directly on minui, and B, maybe the minui itself qualifies the nature or the character of shlichus. But okay, but kiven da ze haba gam ken shlichus habal inuch sabri the skill lav mitam shlichus va kavana de ino shlichus de kra da tem gam atem el din shlichus mechudash sh'al yidei zechiah gam ken yochal yosel shlichus. Yeah, you could very easily just have said the same thing, which is what I did, for Zechiah Mitam Shlichos, you know, if you want to expand. Aval Eno Shliach Dekra, the Megale Dalideze Gamkein, Nasa Shliach, Kemosha Kasab. Elechidus Shechitcha Torah Dalideze Chus, Hul Adam, Yachal Adam Lasos Pula Abur Chabero, Midin Shlichos. Ubzemahani Afilu Katan, Gamkein Kim De Eno Shlichos Dekra. Berakdin Shlichos Mechudash, Ubzalesa lechisaron de katan. Right? The ena shlichus amura b'torah b'din shlichus aklali da tem gam atem deraktin mechudash miyuchad ulezeh leisa chisaron de katan v'dok baza. Because obviously it depends on what the real chisaron of katan is. We know that Ramban owns the ala mitam shlichus, and even then katan is chas. Yeah.
Is this similar to the Ramban or more extreme?
So I think it is very similar to the Ramban. I think it's a little more extreme. I think what Ramban will tell you is that it isn't even a parsha of shlichus, but the fact that you that ain Torah shlichus lekatan still spills over into zechiah in the sense that there's no chalos aburo or no tziru aburo. And again, it goes back to what I wanted to be, you know, what I wanted to emphasize in the end of last year, in the language of the Rajba and Bab Metzia, which I think is a huge, you know, find. And that is the Rajba has a line where he's talking about whether or not Zechiah is Chiddush or not Chiddush, right? And especially he was trying to say, oh, maybe Shlichus isn't so, or once you have Shlichus, Zechiah is still a Chiddush. So he has that line where he says, well, you know, every man is an island, right? Not exactly what he says, but that's what he's getting at, right? Meaning, how can Reuven do something that's going to accrue, you know, to Shimon, even as a result, never mind as an action? Bishlam Shlicha, so he gets deputized. That's also Chiddush. But just because A can deputize B, and then B's actions can, you know, accrue to him or even be linked to him as an action, doesn't mean that somebody can do it on the basis of Zachin. Right? So, I do think that the Ramban is going a little further, but the Ramban is saying, you know, the fact that there's no chalos tziruv, you know, to a katan, you know, may still be relevant, even if Zachiyah is a different parsha, and even a different category completely. But in the hierarchy, you know, it's hard to know. And it's hard to know what depends on what, as we basically have demonstrated. Yeah?
Just a firm fact. What exactly is the makor for this chiddush in Shlichus?
So I guess he'll say that it's something, you know, some other parsha of the Torah. You know, so again,
like, what would it be?
You mean, the maskana, are you going to go back to, Nasi Echad and Nasi Echad, or something like that? Hard to know. But, is it a sniff of apotropsis? Is it, which can be for another party? I think it's fair to ask that question, which is, it's not a 10 gaba 10. But, in light of that, the Gemara's effort at least makes a lot of sense. In other words, for the strict constructionist, the Zichiyah Mitam Shlichos, you know, people, we know that when the Gemara says, well, how do you know, Mishpat, how do you know Nasi Yachad, Shlichos, maybe it's Zichiyah, right? So certainly, that's a problem for them. We try to say, well, it's still for Rashi. The Ran said at least, oh yeah, that's what the Gemara was thinking, Zichiyah Mitam Shlichos. But for Rashi, doesn't see it that way. He doesn't say it at least. So I think, you know, in light of Reb Chaim, reading that Gemara becomes a lot easier for sure. What the actual makor is lamaskana, you know, I think that is a good question, but we're not so sure about that. Anyways, okay. With regard to katan and sakan the katan and shlichus the katan, so lamaskana, just, you know, we should note that there are mixed signals, you know, and that's part of the discussion of Rishonim, right? The Kiddushin Mem Beis Amud Aleph sounds like there would be Zachin Lakata. And our Sugya here in Ksuba Sud Aleph sounds like there would be Zachin Lakata. But Metzia Ayin Aleph Amud Beis does not sound that way, or depends on the Girsos, as we know. So Bab Metzia Ayin Aleph Amud Beis is a wash, really, because it depends on the Girsos. On the other hand, we should note that there are some Gemaras that imply yes, again, like our Gemara. Some Gemaras that apply no. I should also add to the mix that the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph sounds like the Shlichus L'Katan, even, never mind Zachiyah. And the Gemara in Yud Tes Amud Aleph as well. The Gemara in Samach Dalet Amud Beis in Gittin, which we're going to discuss in a minute, sounds that way. So both on the Zachiyah level and on the Shlichus level, there seems to be mixed information or mixed signals regarding Shlichus L'Katan and Zachiyah L'Katan. So some Rishonim try to relate to that, you know, as well. But if it isn't so, you know, crystal clear, one way or another, how do you navigate the evidence? So as we know, one way to say it is the difference between Shlichus and Zachiyah. If you hold Zachiyah Lav Mitam Shlichus, like the Rajba, and so on, that's much easier to do, obviously. If you don't like that solution, either because you think even in Zachiyah it's not so clear, so how do you distinguish between the different Gemaras that that seem to be conflicted? So how do you? Any models?
Evidence?
I'm saying you have conflicting evidence about Zachiyah L'Katan or possibly Shlichus L'Katan.
Shachs Mahalach.
Okay, so what is the Shachs Mahalach? Well, the Shachs speaks about something very specific.
Right. So if I recall correctly, you basically end up reading and navigating different evidence. It depends on what status of Katan.
Okay, good. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that too. So before we get back to the Shlichus L'Katan, what about Zachiyah L'Katan itself? Can a Katan be Zoche? La'atzmo. The truth is, that's partly, the issue here in Ger Katan, too. We're saying Zachim L'Adam Shalom B'Fana, but at least the closest in Sanhedrin is saying, well, you know, that, we'll get back to that, but you know, that only really serves to, you know, to accomplish, you know, that it's a schus, that there can be interference, maybe that, you know, maybe a little more than that, but basically he's doing the action for himself. Can a katan do actions for himself that, that changes his own status legally, that, that, that accomplishes legal, you know, results? Mm-hmm. So let's talk for a minute at least about Zechiya the katan. Yeah.
The famous chiluk of Tosfos.
So first of all, before we get to Tosfos, is really trying to solve that 100%, is that there are really two gemaras, number one. I mean, there's more than two gemaras, as we know, but that the Bali Tosfos are trying to square partially are two gemaras. One is the gemara in Gittin, right? Is the sugya Gittin on, what is it, Nun Tesum Adeis, right? Metzias Cheirashot of a Katan, right, is only Mishum. And Gezel Cherushot of the Katan, Mishum Darke Shalom. Right? So it sounds like, you know, you don't have to return the Mitzvah of a Katan, or you can take something from a Katan in terms of, you know, if it's his Bailus, it sounds like it's only Drabanan that there's an issue or a problem. On the other hand, we have the Gemara in Gittin and Samach Dalet Amud Beis, right? Which discusses what? What's the Gemara in Gittin and Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Robbie? Tzor v'zorko, right? There are different levels there, but it sounds like the question there is whether or not others, you know, whether zoche l'acherit, right? The tashas of the Gemara is that if he owns something, that that's his, right? So this is the ksvira already that we're shown him point to. So Elliot's correct. What's Tosus's response? Tosus in a number of places, right? Including, by the way, Tosus in Sanhedrin. If somebody could get that line, you know, Tosus in Sanhedrin, Tosus in Gittin, Samchdalot of the base, and what? Tosus in Sukkah.
Well, there's Das
Acheres Machne. Das Acheres Machne Shai. So that's one distinction. The question is, you know, how does that work? Anybody have it in the Tosus in Sanhedrin? It's on the Chesed Beis. They also mention it, right? They talk about, you know, Gezel Ager. Ager, you have it? Or
there he says, "Mashu dahinu midor reisa." There is a chiyuv of the katan is midor reisa.
Yeah.
The hundred tanan behind Yizaka mitzias perish the katan yishman gzeil of nidak yishalom of midor reisa. Lo, das avolod dasacharis magna. Avolod dasacharis magna sunshine.
No, avolod with the dough dasacharis magna.
Sorry, avolod right. Midor reisa lo dasacharis magna sunshine.
Yeah. Right. So that, and that's also Tosus in Gittin. Right. So this is this, he's asking at Sira, right? So this is okay. Now, so the idea that Katan has Kinyanim Bedas Acheres Makne is very important, because again, we're talking about Shlichus LeKatan, right? And you know, people operating for it. How mufka is Katan? How much of a legal personality does he have? Can he own things? Right, so the answer is according to Bali Tosus. By the way, who disagrees with Tosus about the Das Acheres Machne being Daraisa?
Rashi.
Right, which Rashi?
Rashi Zerkos.
Yeah, that, what's the sugya there about?
That's the lachem.
Matana Menas Lahachsia, right? When you with the Dawud Minim, you need lachem. So the question is, you know, if you transfer to a katan, you know. Is that a transfer daraisa or not? Because the problem is, you might be able, if you transfer to him and it's daraisa, you might not be able to get it back from him, right? And therefore, there'll be no lachem, right? That's the problem. So Rashi there seems to say that das acheres machne is only drabon. So that's a big machlokas harishon. So what do we do with that machlokas? So again, it's not for right now to go into detail. Just very briefly, because we're just important it's just important to know. The question is, how do you look at the factor of Das Acheres Machde? So one way to look at it is, no, the Katan doesn't have, you know, he's not a legal personality, really. Das Acheres Machde is just a way of establishing that the, you know, that the Kinyanim can be accomplished, you know, even by pretty much a non-legal personality, or at least even without somebody who can make a Kinyan, you know, but because it's really, it's not Kinyanim, it's Hakna'os, in a way. This is a big question in general. Like, what is the relationship between Kinyan and Hakna'ah? When you have two parties in a Kinyan, right, what is the balance of the legal transaction? In theory, that's an open question. Of course, there are ways to figure it out. You know, when you don't have Das Acheres Machde, like in Hefker, or, you know, Nisei Ager. If you take the view, we talked about this actually earlier in the year a little bit, right at the beginning of the year. Anybody remember? Ellie?
By the
Kiddushin, Yeah, by the Balaitur and the Rajba, right, and the Rambam. Meaning, we say Taliya Vazavin Zvini Zvini, right? But maybe we shouldn't. Bali Yitra says maybe we shouldn't say Taluya Vakani Kinyano Kinyan, correct? And others say no, you know, equal or Kol Shekein, maybe. Meaning, what is more demanding, Kinyan or Hakna? Logically, you know, we totally understand the issue. In one case, you're relinquishing something. It's always harder to let something go. It's always easier to let something go because you're letting it go as opposed to doing the hard lifting of acquiring it. So emotionally, let's say, and, you know, possibly even legally, you know, if something's in your rishus, maybe it's harder, you know, to remove it from you because you're the owner. But on the other hand, as I say, you know, giving up ownership might be easier than creating ownership. So this question's a big question in all of Choshen Mishpat and Kinyanim in general. What is the relationship between Hakna and Kinyan? Which is stronger, which is weaker? And this question of Katan is part of it. It's the so the more you think that Das Acheres Machde is about the Koach HaHakna, so they say, oh, you know what, this is fundamentally a Kinyan of the Gadol. It's still a Chiddush Daraisa that a Katan has the capacity to become a Bailin. Or there's a chalos kinyan and a chalos bailus for a katan. You might have said that's not true either. Rashi probably is saying that's not true either. But in terms of the, you know, actual scope of the chiddush, you might say the biggest part of the chiddush here is that hakna'a plays a very dominant role, more so than kinyan. Had kinyan rather than hakna'a been more, you know, fundamental, then katan would have been able to do it even with Das Acheres Machde. Or no, that isn't true at all. Maybe the idea is that the gadol just needs to supplement because the katan is really bar kinyan, or he needs to objectify whether it's on the maisa level or the das level. The fact that there is a gadol in the process either pushes you over the top or gives objective expression, right, to what's taking place because it's affecting another party, right? So if you say that, then we're saying, oh, you know what, katan has a yad lekinyan, all things being equal. So these are very important issues. The Yerushalmi, which Rabbi referred to before, which the Shach in Siman Resh Mem Hey, I think, in Choshen Mishpat quotes, says, no, there's even Kinyan Katan Minatora, even without Das Acheres Machde. As Rashi says, not even with Das Acheres Machde, the Bali Tosas hold that's a distinction, but we have to weigh and assess it. And Rashi, I'm sorry, the Rishami in Erevin that the Shach is quoting says, no, it's actually okay. What do you do with the Sugya and Gittin and Nuntes? The answer is there's a difference between different ages of Katan, right? And the Sugya and Samach Dalet is very meduic in that way. There's, you know, Katan under Bar Mitzvah, Tzor Bizarko, somebody who has, you know, already an awareness of what's going on. There's Katan who's less than that, etc. Depending on which Katan we're talking about, he has Kinyan Gum or even Daraisa. Okay. Now, if a Katan has his own Kinyan, that doesn't necessarily mean that someone can be Makne for him, or somebody can be zocha for him. So that we should just point or note, again, these are massive topics, I'm just touching on them. The sugya, which I did also, I believe, ask you to look at, and that is the sugya about Masra, right? Correct? So what's the Gemara there in Kufnun Bav? Anybody get a chance? I know it's June and people are doing other things, so that's why I'm not as whatever, but...
I think a lot has been done to the Gerus.
What? To the Gerus part, yeah. Okay, we'll get to the Gerus part, hopefully, in just a couple of minutes. What's in Bav Masra, Kufnun Bav Mudeis? There the Gemara has the question whether or not there's a Kiya on behalf of a Katan. The Rajbam and Rabbeinu Gershom in that sugya think that the whole discussion is only Drabban. But you could read the Gemara as saying, listen, if he doesn't have the ability to be Kona Be'atzmo, maybe the relationship is the other way. Now, we're assuming till now, if he can't be Kona Be'atzmo Midaraisa, then certainly somebody can't be Kona for him Midaraisa. But maybe it's the opposite. Maybe being Kona for him is the only way for him to have ownership, and therefore there's more of a reason to think that it works. Okay. Either way, the status of Katan as, in terms of Zachin La'atzmo and Zachin Ayidei Chavero is part of this question. But the Rishonim here and there tried to navigate, the evidence they were talking about before. Like certain sugyos seem to say that Katan is Bar Shlichus, or at least Bar Sfiyah, and others not. So they also came up with other distinctions. Including our Tosas here in Sanhedrin, Hanan, second day of Tosas. Right, first day of Tosas, which we're going to get to in a second, holds that Ger Katan is only Drabanan. Right? But the second day of Tosas here says, no, I mean. Say again? One more time? No, not so much that, but... Oh, you mean because there's no reason for it to be mocha? Or not, but it's not mecha so much as it... Here, just read the line. Tosis here is very important. Tosis comes up with an important yisod. In the end, Yafa gav, the schi ava mitam shlichos, vein lo shlichos min ha-Torah, go ahead. Hane mila medabar... Is that what you meant? What? Right on top of the one in Ksuvitz. Hani mila b'davar sheish bo ketza on the bottom here. The bottom line, suppose. Hani mila b'davar sheish bo ketza schova. Right, can go l'hafrish trumaso. Shema yerotza l'pocho b'chita achas. Shema yerotza l'ha'adif. Aval hacha sheskus gomor hulo. Yesh lo shlichos. Right? Okay. What does Tosin Sanhedrin say about this? Also, right? What does it say?
Chadish over the INP creates himself, or if he puts a lot of effort into it, then it's more likely that it will be
able to do it. It worked all right. So, what's the. Anybody have a line there? Do you have a line there, Kanan, about the Tosin Sanhedrin? They're both struggling to. In a way, Tosis's problem here is more challenging than Tosis and Sanhedrin a little bit. Why? Because of what we've already discussed, right? Tosis here starts off with the assumption that the Zachin of the Sugya is a regular Zachin. And that Zachin is Mitam Shlichos, like regular Shlichos, regular Zachin Mitam Shlichos. And therefore, Tosis' idea is sensational here, in a way. Tosis is saying, oh, what? In Achanami, it's conventional. Zechia mitam shlichos. And it'll still apply to a katan. Why? Like we said. Zchus gamur, gamur, yeshlo shlichos. Wow. What does that even mean? What is Tosis and Sanhedrin? Tosis and Sanhedrin doesn't have a big a task, because Tosis and Sanhedrin has already told us for this reason, that what? This isn't typical Zachin. Right? It's a common denominator overlap of Zachin. A, that it's a schus. I believe more than that. A, that it's a schus. B, that there is some sort of a, tziruf. see maybe even a kind of arvus, you know, that's involved here. Second. Yeah, just read Tosfos and Sanhedrin quickly. Tomar minale l'hai katan mamona. In general, Tosfos bothered there. How does a katan ever have money? Or no, read him at Paraklisha. He's quoting Bo Basra, the same sim. Yeah, ein zechia pipaskin ein zechia l'katan. How does he ever become an owner? Isha zichalo ayde acher. Rika l'man damar zochin the god of ein zochin the katan. So he can't be koned himself. He can't get it through zochin. I feel my number zochin the katan hayne midrabanan. We were just talking about below midaraisa. Why l'shitasa deschia mitora shlichos l'shitasa kinebucha paragav betzia chotzim shmiyadis rabayv lagar mishlichos katan la bar shlichos miu perikis kabel gavitzor bezarko elgezvenotlo zochalatzlin zochalacherim chevet amatziru lachar shah zochabein atzul bein lacher mashma but that's daraisa midaparcha manam rachadze. What about Mitzir Scher Shirt of a Katan? Right? That's Das Acheris Makne Shiny. Vashtani Chadam and Perkul of Areva, Lalikni Inishulave, the Inuk is all that what we just discussed. Right? Yeah. Hadam of Reish Perk, basically Kiddushin, each Zocha, then Katan Zocha, Hainu the Ain. Meman acher mal pitzko, inam ein zochel acherin, avgav das acheris maknosan. Mivtomar heich medakteik, begitin, the zochel acherin, bidupon of maisa sheni, afil atzma lo zochim midaraisa, kshein das acheris makne, ubechil maisa mikiv das acheris makne. Right? Yeshlomar kasavar makshe, kemoshe zochel atzmo, bechil maisa, minatora, machmas mufla samach leish, the raisa kmochin zochel acherim in haTorah. What's that? This is an important distinction already. The Havamina was, and maybe not just the Havamina, that if he has a yad because of mufla samach leish, his yad will allow him also to be a shliach, to be mezakeh for others. Whoa, okay, that's interesting. Uktas mashma b'Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi that the Shach quotes. Perk Chalon and Eruvin, Dimu Ben Das, Islo Zchia Doraisa. Rabbeinu Rabbanu de Kesari, Amr Mikan Betinak Sheyesh Bodas, Kam Betinak Sheyem Bodas. Nashach Mashmed Leislo Zchia Doraisa. Right? Some have the Gersa Drabanan, some don't. They talk about Yerusha. Right? So, so what is he saying here at the end? So at the end he says that it's not the regular Zchia. Who's Ocha V'yatzel the Gufo Shanasa Ger? Because Tachas Kanta Yashina. Right, the Zachin is an overlap, as we discuss. We got to get back to this in a minute. The Raya Gama Tzina Shavasein Renichnasu Libris Milo Tvila Bartzos Dane Mekama Ketanim Ayi B'Shas Matan Torah. We'll talk about that in a minute. Right? And then he talks about Kabbalah Samitzis and so on. But this idea that when a katan has a yad to be zocha liatzmo, that maybe he can be mezaka lacherim, that emerges from Tosfos and Sanhedrin, is a very important idea. What does that mean? So who else says that in the Makoros that I gave you? Anybody? No? Tosfos in Gittin. That's also a good list, right? Tosfos Gittin Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Have to check, I guess, with Ravi. Tosfos Gittin Samach Dalet Amud Beis on the list.
You're
Here. Tosa sentence, Gittin some thought on the base. Famous Tosas. Shiny Shitufay Mevos, Drabon on the bottom one. Mashma Drabuda Verab Chizda Pligi Zokalachem Daraisa. Hello. By the way, these are two different. One question is whether there's zechia for katan. The other is the question whether katan can be zocha l'acherim. The geirus question is whether he can be mezakeh for a katan. That's our tosis. The question that tosis in Sanhedrin talks about is whether or not a katan can be mezakeh l'acherim. But there's something going on in both cases. Okay. That's what Tosa is talking about here. Afagav the mitzvah scheres shad bekata lohav a gezel if you're Rabbi Yosi on the midbrayim, hachid das acheres makne shayin. That's Tosa, same Tosa. Vim tomer aschia mitam shlichos vein shlichos lekatan meatem gam atem. Right? Yeshlomar de ele ma'it katan mishlichos mikra de truma ela de milsa de leise kegon truma de leise betruma de nafshe. Aval zchia kemosha zoche liatzmo zoche nami la'acherim. That's the same as the line in Tosas and Sanhedrin. But Tosas and Sanhedrin had it as a habamina. Tosas and Gittin says it. That's what it is. So what is all this? What are all these compromises? Right? So Tosas the Rush in Kiddushin, which I did not give you or I did give you. That I don't remember. Rush in Kiddushin Daf Tesav and Aleph, I gave or not. Who has the list?
Yeah,
on the list. I did. Ooh, okay. Yeah. anybody chance or not? No? So the Rush in Kiddushin, this is very, very famous.
Okay, just keep an eye on the clock because we have a chabura here. So I get in trouble with one of Hanan's relatives.
Anyways, okay, we're not looking for the Rush. As I mentioned, the sugyan in Kiddushin Daf Tesam and Aleph and Yud Tesam and Aleph both seem to be cases where there is shlichus or zechiyah at least for a katan. So there's a very famous formulation of the Rush here. You have it there, Elia?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, if you don't mind.
Just start from the Tzeiva Kibla Kibla Shaif or take it from the beginning?
You can start from there.
Hada Amar Bikitana Midaito Mikudesha Samairi, but Amar Latzeiva Kibla Kibla Shaif, they're reading like a Manta, if it doesn't matter. Aleph. Amar Alam Bida Kitana, Tzeiva Kibla Kibla.
What is it, by the way? Which number is it? Simon?
Simon Tesla.
That's fine. Go ahead.
So the Gemara Kibushin the test. Says to Kibbutz Mishayef, here's a right, it's out the lami to our shlichosu. To cut the Kitana lavane shlichos, then you elam ishum, to heavy like Moshe Omar, tain kikar le kelev shali, o tain al gabe selo shali, just kadesh biti lacha. Kibbutz Omar le pito, Kibbutz Mishayef, how like Misha Omar, Misha Yitin lacha mone, male, ani alav, kilu, nos no li, this kachi.
This is a very popular answer, both for Daf Tes and Daf Yud Tes and Rishonim. Namely, what looks like some sort of zachin or shlichus is really, what is it? Yeah, it's really kind of a setup. This is, I consider this to be in the scene to me. Okay, doesn't sound that way, but it's like a simulation. Okay, but it answers the question. Yukasha.
Yukasha. The yad kabbalas kiddushin hu hamaisa. Inhi the scene as kesef hakiddushin he asher lihos elamitam shlichus the chashvinam lehu.
So what's he asking?
He's saying that even if it must be, he can't. She has no, he's saying that she has no yad whatsoever to accept a kiddushin. She's not capable of performing a kabbalah kiddushin, as we see from the fact that Tana Shein Ma'av can't perform a kabbalah kiddushin.
So it must be on some level that she is
serving as an extension of his yad,
is a shliach for the father, who, by the way, is acting for her. right? So kind of a tricky, interesting, tricky case, which is, we'll see, very relevant. Ilkach nirali.
Well, nirali, the hada in shlichus lakata, hainu kishar asa shlichus lezakos la'acher. Miut lakata, mi shlichus hainu kishar de ish ksev kol dokta, des rabi shliach, beget u betruma, u pesach, the gemar brish barakit rukadish. Hainu dafka lezakos la'acher v'shlichuso, av kishar tana, shehi zocha la'atzma v'shlichus aviha, mahani shlichuso la'atzma k'ilu kiva aviha kidushin v'shvila.
That's quite a mouthful, right?
Yeah.
But it's a good mouthful. Okay, go ahead.
The katan isle zechia k'shadas acharis maknala. V'shlich zavia hi zocha la'atzma.
What's fascinating that brings in the Bali Tosus view of katan isle zechia k'shadas acharis maknala, what that got to do with anything really here, but v'shlich zavia hi zocha la'atzma. So I think that's a shiur. That's what's he really saying, basically?
That when she is working on her own behalf,
she can be a shliach for her father in matters that pertain to her interests. The father's working for her interests, basically. Now this, of course, a little bit touches on the question when the father's mekabel kiddushin for his young daughter, right? To what extent he's the mekabel and he's the, well, he's not the miskadeshes, obviously, but he is, what really is binurel beis avia. You know, what really is that? You know, is he just, kind of a glorified apotropos shliach, which makes this a lot easier? Or, no, he's really the bailim on the Kabbalah Sakidushin and so on, even though she's the miskadeshes, that's the kiddush of father and daughter, in which case this is even a little more mechudash. But it's mechudash. It's sayable either way, and it's mechudash either way. Just the question of the degree. Either way, what the Rosh is saying is, hello, she is working, for him because he is working for her. And therefore, boop, the whole thing goes away. It's going to work. Okay. So what is the, what's a common denominator of all of this? And let me make it clear. I think that you could be mechalek, clearly, but the ability to be mechalek is different than saying that there's no common denominator to all of this. Right. So I think, and there are more expressions of this as well, that the idea is as follows. If the katan or ktana was mufka, as a legal entity, completely, had no yad, had no capacity per se, then all of this would be extremely difficult to say. And indeed, these are not the majority views of the Rishonim. These are some expressions of Bali Tosis and the Rosh and so on here and there, that are a little bit mechudash. But if we say that the problem, that's one. If we were to say that there's no chalos, let's say, shlichus lekatan or either for or by, then similarly, it would be impossible to say. But if we say that the problem is ish below katan, it's a tziruf problem. Meaning, one consenting adult, one of age adult, can act for the other. But a katan, is like a different entity. Not a little gadol, but somebody who's not yet a gadol. And consequently, the interests, let's say, the Kol Yisrael Areidim Zeh LaZeh, the tziruf, whatever you want to call it, is lacking. But then, there are ways, perhaps, to overcome that. And what you might say is that, legabe things that the katan can do for themselves, they can be mitzaref, to a gadol, or be mitzuraf to a gadol, as the case may be. Or, where it's a no-brainer because it's a zechus gemura, since it's not a capacity problem, it's a problem of assessing, the decision of one person, accruing to or on behalf of the other. So what you might say is, it's a zechus gemura. There's no decision. There's only one decision here, and therefore there's no tziruf problem. If you're talking about the inyane haktana, legabe avia, legabe atzma, right? So it's not a tzeruf problem. Even if you were to take, you know, even a more independent view of the father's role. So I think that all these expressions, one way or another, again, you can be mechalik between them, you can draw the line differently. But whether we're talking about Tosas in Sanhedrin and Gittin, or we're talking about Tosas here in Ksuvis, or we're talking about, you know, the rush in Kiddushin, basically all of them are in the same basic direction. Okay. So, in addition to that, there's something else to talk about here, and that is the beginning of Tosas and Sanhedrin, Tosas and Ksuvis. Okay, what's the beginning of Tosas and Ksuvis? Right, Tosas asks the question, and Tosas asks, let's leave Katan aside for the moment. We've spoken, you know, sufficiently about that, although there's more to talk about. Let's talk about Akum for a moment. Right, good, Yesh Lichos L'Katan, maybe, or Yesh Zechia L'Katan. What are you going to say about Akum? So we know the Rajba considers Yesh Zechiyah even Akum, and the Ksos, fine, good, everything good. But the majority view is that that is a serious problem. So how do we explain Ger Katan again? So we know Tosas' answer in the end that the whole thing is Rabbanan, first Deya. According to the second Deya, it's apparently not. So if it's not Rabbanan, we've overcome the problem of Goy as well. So what's fascinating also is agav what the Gemara tried to suggest. Okay, what the Tosas tried to suggest. What did Tosas try to suggest? Heikzachin holein shiv zekatan. Oh, nakati over kochavim. Chanan, you want to read it? The Amri Hasam, the katan asir lechal shlichus yisrei zchiyad rabbanan over kochavim. The asir lechal shlichus avin zchiyad rabbanan leislay. Question marks, right? Benir lari. Tachanami the zachin lo the rabban. Okay, fine. Yeah. So the Tosas is saying this only on a drabbanan level, right? Ha'asil lechal shlichus. But even then, it's a big chiddush. Inami, let's just we get the other one in for a moment. Kivan. Whoa. So then Tosas says, "I'm going to be drabbanan." And Tosas says, "Yesh koch bi'an chachamim lakar davar minatok." Good. And we'll get back to some of the riots from Yavamos Ayin Ches in just a minute. Good. So what do you make of these two answers? Tosas is saying this on the drabbanan level, but you know, if you hold that this is daraisa, you might have to say this on the daraisa level. And right? Actually, Tosas Sanhedrin Samech Chesed Beis also has a line, right? And they say, oh, it's Daraisa. So they say something like, Gito v'yado boin kiachads? Right? Yeah. Correct? Anybody have a line? Aaron, you have it? Robbie? Go ahead. That might be a third shot. Or not.
Yeah. Go ahead. So, as the Klashikos, this is the law of the Klashikos, they say this is the Kiyaku. But, Mew, or Kashi, the Inkain, Tikshav,
came into Zchiyasa b'yadu b'yin ki'echad, shayin. Yeah. So Zchiyasa b'yadu b'yin ki'echad, says Tosas in Sanhedrin, explains us the issue is, how could you ever have the Zechiyah in Geirus? What's he assuming? Is that quite a good question, by the way? In all Geirus?
It assumes that Zechiyah is not just limited to the case of Ger Katan.
Yeah. So number one, Tosas there. It's so fascinating because Tosas, in a way, is like on both sides of the issue. Tosas and Sanhedrin. On the one hand, Tosas and Sanhedrin is saying, maybe that's the answer. Tosas and Sanhedrin, but it's important to point out the irony and the conclusion. Right, on the one hand, Tosas is saying that the Zechiyah in Ger Katan is not the typical Zechiyah, and therefore we could be more Mekel. Right? And it could be Daraisa. At the same time, Tosas is expanding the role of Zachin, because he's telling us that all Geirus requires some sort of a Zachin. Right? Now, it could be that that's Lashitaso also, meaning he's moderated what Zachin means, you know, to the point of, well, number one, you know, his Harbus, Lit Matzeya, you know, which I think is not just, oh, it's his Chus, therefore you should get involved, but also a little bit, you know, you're not an island, because Kol Yisrael are Eidim Zelazeh, and Zachin Ladim Shalom Bafanav. There is, you see from the Sugya of Zachin, you know, that Kol Yisrael, you know, interact with each other on these transactional, you know, levels. Okay, fine. But it's still not typical Zachin, but maybe that's the point. Had it been typical Zachin, where you have to be Mezakeh for someone who doesn't have a yad, etc., then maybe Tosis would be less inclined to think that that applies in a Ger Gadol, number one. That you need that, right? Because he is a Bar Hochi on some level. But at the same time, he would also be less inclined to think that it works midin bar kiyacha. Because the zechia here isn't, you know, yad, like, or the equivalent of a yad lekinyan, but it's more kind of like a sanction, a recognition, you know, a tziruf idea. So maybe dafka, that's also, you know, that's the chumra that you need it, and it's the kula that'll work. We did boin kiachon. That's had you needed really like a yad, then maybe you wouldn't say boin kiachon particularly. Okay, why not? I think on two levels. I should also mention that Shidduk Gubetzis here, I'll mention the Zach Mucker in a minute, they also use this expression of Bani Kiyakad, etc. So I think on two levels. Number one, it's not so simple when we say and when we don't say Bani Kiyakad, as we know. Right? We talked about this in the past. A little bit this year. Certainly a little bit last year, too, as I recall. What do I mean by that, Yakir? What do you mean? We don't, is it so simple that we say, like, you know, Gita v'yada b'ayin kiyachad? When do we say that and when not? Or, I mean, it, objectively, it's an open question because it's a mechudash idea because it's about, you know, it's a catch 22 by definition. It's a catch 22, you know, situation, right? Like, you know, what came first? So, whenever you find, you know, X and Y, you know, buying kiachad, you know, we're always not going to take that for granted, certainly. But we also know that sometimes you say it, sometimes you don't say it. And more specifically, you know, we know that there are people who think that this is very limited. Who, particularly? Do you remember?
Exos.
And Exos argues that you only say Gita v'yada buying kiachad in something like Gita. Why?
Because you have a special din of Nasan Yada.
Excellent, exactly. Because you have a din of Nasa Biyada, and you don't really have primarily a din in Kinyan. That's what Xos is really saying, which is very profound, is that, you know, for Kinyanim to work, you would never say Gita Biyada Bain Kiyacha. Because you have to be a legal personality, you know, before or in the process or a second before, you know, ontologically at least before, if not, you know, temporally before, you know, to make that work. Nesina is a more pragmatic, you know, so you can define that by the minute after, or anticipate the minute after, you know, during the moment, or even the minute before. But legality, or legal yad, you would think would have to be the opposite. And that's part of Xos's whole thesis about Gittin, and get Balkorcha, and get Bisuriana, as we know, that it starts off actually with this suffix. He starts off by saying, in Chatzer, you know, in Matana B'Chatzer, let's say somebody gives you a matana b'chatzer, you know, by transferring the thing. In other words, the shtar necher is in the chatzer. So, you know, when you say, you know, chatzero v'yado or baluso, you know, boin kiach. And the Xos says, I don't think so. I think it's a special din in Gittin. Now, not everybody agrees with that. And that's fine. But certainly, even if you were to say that Gita v'yada b'ayin kiyachad, the equivalent, you know, that catch 22, even if it was more expansive than the Xos allows for, you certainly could have said it's not going to apply, you know, in Kfar Azfar. If you need it for Geirus, you won't have it in Geirus. If it meant something very specific, why? Yakir? Smart question. Why would you be less? For the same reason I'll add, when Rashi says here, even though Tosa says here, even on the Drabanan level, Tosa says, well, Katan is Asi L'chalal Shlichus, so maybe at least on the Drabanan level, he's Asi L'chalal Geirus. Xos in Simen, I think also Reish Mem Gimel, rebels against that. Says, you can't say that. Even on a Drabanan level, why? Different Xos, not the same. Why? Did you rebel when you saw the line of Tosis? For sure you did. I know you well enough to know. But technically, and what it also reflects even more so conceptually. I mean, what's the model? What's the paradigm? Katan. I say the Drabanan is still a Katan, and some people will say maybe even the Raisa according to the Girsos, right? Because Asi Lechal Shlichos. Who are din? That what? That there's no problem of ein zchia or ein shlichos like guy because asi lechal shlichos is going to become a Jew. Good comparison. There's a comparison, and probably tells us to say it. So that's hard to believe they would say this under the Raisa level, even though some people seem to be saying it. Why?
Katan seems to have more of a status.
Number one, he has more of a status, but I think that's symptomatic. You can just say it on a technical level first and then try to analyze what that, you know, implies beyond that. I would just say two words in Hebrew.
Like a katan would naturally become a gadol, whereas a goy could just back away. Like his,
yeah. What are the words I'm looking for? 100%, that's what it is.
Dovr de Mimela.
Dovr de Mimela, excellent. I was actually looking for the flip side, but that's fine. Dovr de Mimela as opposed to Mechusar Maisa. Right? Kol Shem Mechusar Maisa, meaning the Geirus hasn't happened yet. Now he's trying to make it so, but they know that too, Bali Tosis. Right. So what do they mean? They mean, well, it isn't really Mechusar Maisa because he's doing it. And the whole point is that, you know, if we look at this as Asi Bechlau, then it's going to happen. Right? The Gemara says in a number of places about a Geir, like from Akadesh, you know, Amenasha as Gaia. Right? So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, even according to the Mandamar, Adam Makna Dover Shalom Bali Olam, generally, but it's not going to work here because it's Mechusar Maisa. Right? Mikara Behema Hocha Das Acheres. That's a little harsh, but that's what the Gemara says. So, but it's Mechusar Maisa. Here, it's a tricky, interesting, really interesting issue because it's Mechusar Maisa on the Chalos level. You know, and even on the legal formal level, but not on the physical level. I mean, the only thing that's obstructing us here is a lack of zechiah and shlichus, which is what we're trying to get by saying asi b'chlal. But the point is that in the katan, it's a davar to be mela intrinsically. Every katan is a future gadol. We talked before, like you know, I always like to formulate it this way. You know, Katan is a different kind of person, or he's just a little gadol, or we're all just older ketanim, you know. The answer is, it depends for which halachos. But that's a big, big issue. You know, I always like to quote the, you know, there's a book called by, which I like very much, I read a long time ago, by Philip, no one's ever heard me quote this book? Got it? Philip Arias? Philip Arias was a social historian, a really good one. So he wrote a book called Centuries of Childhood. Okay. So it's a great book. Basically trying to show historically how perspectives on ketanim, but you know, minors, not a Jewish book, have changed like in different societies. How some people thought, you know, they're little people, you know, put them to work. You know, let them earn their keep. You know, and none of this emotional you know, they're little adults, you know, just shorter. You know, or you know, the opposite, or you know, a sense of transition. It's a great book. You know, it's a good cultural history book. Anyways, then he wrote another book on death and dying, which is also a good book. Anyways, it's like you know the you know Moshe Tikkun, Shuv Tzmei Mishnah, Moshe Tikkun, Shuv Tzmei Avelos, you know, like the two poles. Philip Arias, a French social historian. I guess we haven't discussed Cotton in the last number of years, so my opportunity. Anyways, so the point is that how big a Rubicon is there to cross, you know, to be a gadol. So when the Gemara says, you know, Asi Leklal Shlichus, you know, in a way, that's part of what we're saying. The more we look at Ketanim, you know, as not having a legal personality, as being, you know, only chinuch, you know, lekrat atid, but not having anything now. Not just a patur or a hafka of das or this and that. Or that's part of what we were talking about a few minutes ago. How mufka are they from shlichas? How mufka are they from tzchiyah? How mufka, you know, and so on. Obviously, the paradigm gets better for non-Jews. But either way, one is a davar de mimela, like Eliot said, and the other one is still on a chalos level mechusar ma'isa. I mean, he's not in the parsha. He's not automatically going to become this guy. He's only become bichlal because you're going to let this action go. The cotton's going to come bichlal because, you know, the ticking of the clock, assuming that he survives. But if he didn't survive, that's not relevant either. But that's also mechusar ma'isa. Everybody's a chai until otherwise. So he's a future gadol. This guy, before all of this, isn't a future Jew. Right? And even when he becomes a ger, we say gershon is garik. We want to talk about that too. Kikotin shenolada. So we recognize that there's been a big Rubicon. The other side of it is, yeah, he did the actions. He did the tefillah, he did the milah. We're just waiting. This is the only obstruction. So it's like a cotton. It's a cotton issue. It's an akum issue. Etc. All I'm saying is, not so simple at all to speak about Gita V'yada Ba'in Kiyachat. So the fact that you need, so for Tosas and Sanhedrin, Adapka, it's not as bad, because for Tosas and Sanhedrin, I say you don't really need Zachin in the same Kenyan type of way. Had you, maybe you wouldn't need it for Geirus of a Gadol. And had you, if you did need it for Geirus of a Gadol, maybe this wouldn't work. I'm not sure. But since Tosfos Sanhedrin thinks that the Zachin here plays a slightly different role, even then it's a Chiddush that applies to regular Geirus, but once you have that, you know, there's still a Chiddush of Mechusar Maisa as opposed to Davar D'Mimela relative to Katan. They don't say Asi Mechlal. Basically, my analysis, I think you could distinguish between Asi Mechlal and Gita V'yada Ba'in Kiyachat, but I think that the issues are the same. The problems are the same. You just might, you know, decide that one is easier to accomplish, you know, than the other. So the more you think that either Boin Ki Echad or Osi Michlal is a technicality of Mechusar Maisa, not a legal geder of the Rubicon, you know, of Mechusar Maisa, the more sayable all this is. Or, this is a big important idea, maybe the idea is that somebody, especially in the process of Geirus, maybe there's a status of a person who's omed lehiskayer. So I always like to quote, again, I don't know if Philip Arias didn't make it, and I'm not sure if this did either, but I'm not sure if we've discussed Geirus in the last couple of years, have we? So I once saw this comment, I'm sure it's an earlier comment, but I once saw the neighbor Yosef Engel, what?
The Geirus is kind of this year in
Gimel. Oh, I mentioned Dov Gimel already.
I don't know what comment
you used. Oh, did I? No. Oh, yeah, yeah, I did, I think. Yeah. Right, because we were talking about the Ritva, right? And it's also Russian Soda. Yeah, right, I think you're right. So, anyways, I think I mentioned this comment that I saw. Yosef Engel has this comment, I'm sure it's somebody earlier who says, you know, how come we speak about Gershon is Gayer, Kakatan Chinolandam? Right, it should be Goyshen is Gayer, Kakatan Chinolandam. Because when he was in his Gayer, he was a Goy. So he says a very nice thing. He says, again, the Maral and probably the Kuzari has to say something like this as well. You know, but the Maral certainly does say it. They have a philosophical problem, right? And namely, you know, how do you, you know, if you take a more, you know, what differentiates Jews and non-Jews is, of course, Kedusha and status and all these things, but it's a question of, you know, Kabbalah, mitzvos, and so on. So we understand what Geirus is. But if you think that there's a, what Kuzari calls an Inyan Eloki, you know, which defines Yadus, so how do you ever bridge that? And the Maral also has, you know, a very strong, you know, perspective on, you know, kind of a metaphysical difference between Jews and non-Jews. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel comment is, I'm saying a lot about it, but that Gershon is Geir. People who, Geirim, who end up being this Geir, were always, on some level, they were always destined to become members of Klal Yisrael. I think it's a beautiful idea. I don't think you have to be a Maral or a Kuzari person to hold of it. I think it's. I also think that you don't have to say it in an absolutist way either. I mean, it could be also the sort of potential. Like certain people, you know, they, it's in their nature, you know, that they have this, you know, potential, to join the, you know, the Jewish destiny and the Jewish personality and so on. I once said this, in a shiur many years ago, and one of the talmidim was. I didn't know it was somebody who was in the air, and he came over to me afterwards and he said that it was really, you know, it really gave him a certain perspective. It made him, like he found it very inspiring. I was inspired that he was inspired. But even without, I think it's a very beautiful idea. I don't think you have to go so far and say it either. I think you could also limit it more by saying that a person who has this interest and is interested already in developing this commitment, you know, that at least such a person. It's not, you know, mirechanimo is he necessarily omei leis gayer. That's a beautiful concept. But, you know, once he's in the process of gerus, we have this, of course, in terms of other things. Is there such a thing as mitzvahs gerus, and is there such a thing as somebody who's omei leis gayer? Of course, the heter of learning, Talmud Torah, Marosha Kilas Yaakov, Shabbos, you know, there's all sorts of different ways, you know, that these things were done. How can you put the cart before the... What do you put before the car? The horse before the car? Something. Or the chicken before the egg, or the egg, whatever. The Gita of Yadabayin gets all the same problem. How do you get to do these things? You know, you have to teach the ger. He has to start, you know, experiencing, you know, whatever. But until he's done it, right, some of these things are prohibited. So, you know, there are different ways to say it. Some ways, the prohibition is only if it's gratuitous. A guy who's a guy who's remaining a guy, you're doing it Petoras guy, so, you know, Shabbos is a Jewish experience, and so on and so forth. And that's, you know, a fine way to explain it. Another way to explain it is that if it's L'Shem Yahadus, there's something, there's a chalos of L'Shem Yahadus, or there's a chalos, even further, of Ger, She'omed, or who's in the process of Gir. Gir is a process. So he's not a Ger yet, you know, but he is kind of an Omed Leos Ger. All of these things help tremendously if you want to say Bechlal, you know, or he will be Bechlal, or you want to say Gitav Yadabon Keachas, or you want to say the third thing that Tosa said. What's the third thing that Tosa says? The second thing here, but the third thing in general, what does Tosa say? Inami kivin de bahach zchia nasa Yisrael havali kvin Yisrael gamur le'inyan zchia. Right, so I think that's a combination of two things. It's partly what we're saying in a different way, important to say. It also may be a different thing, a little bit, and that is the din of Ein Zechiyah La'akum is the din of the Gavra or the Yad. So then you have a problem, unless you say Bon Kiechad, or he's going to be Bechlal, or he already has that Miktsas, or he's in the Parsha, something like that, right? And so they changed him enough. Maybe the din is that Zechiyah, maybe the separate halacha, this has nothing to do with Katan, probably. Zechiyah is a din in, again, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelot, like that line of the Rashba. I mean, Zechiyah is an inyan, or is limited to Yisraelios, issues. It's not just a Gabra, you know, Yisrael, versus a Gabra Akum. Zechiyah is l'inyan, inyane Yisrael, inyane Kedushas Yisrael. So, it's true that he's a Goy, Gamor, Begabra, until, you know, every last formal part of the transition has taken place, but nonetheless, it's l'inyan Yisrael. It's zchia l'inyan Yisraelius. That's the whole point of it. In the zchia l'inyan Yisraelius, in a way, gedola mizu. Maybe that's what Tosis is saying. That presupposes not that the gavra is a ger homidly, is gayer as a gavra necessarily, but at least that the, you know, that there's already a chalos about the matter. Anyways, I think these are really very interesting issues. Okay. Tosas here, speaking to Rabbanon, Tosas in Sanhedrin probably ends up needing to say this on a Daraisa level. For some other Rishonim, also we need to say this possibly on a Daraisa level. Okay. So, I'm going to have to stop in a minute. 129. So let me just say two other things quickly. I guess we'll leave them for next time. The two other things I want to speak about here before I start talking about the Mila, Tvila, those things. I gave you a look at the Gemaras and Yevamos and Tvila and those things, right? Okay, that's for next time. But there are two other points just to make quickly. Tosas here quotes Mashkachas Lager Katan Min HaTorah B'Muberes Shen Nizgayra, and he quotes Rivamo Sain Chesam Aleph and Tosas there Ben Tzkokah B'Muberes Shen Nizgayra B'Na Ein Tzarech Tvila V'Hav Ager Min HaTorah D'Yisrael Gomorrah. So you have to look also at the Gemara Nivam is their Tzadi Zayin of a base and the Ramban there. Is that really true? When you have a woman, right, who is miskayeres after harasa shelo b'kedusha of the child, v'leidasa b'kedusha, is the child really midin ger or not? And is that a raya? That's one. That's important. A little bit, this became like a very celebrated discussion also in modern times, you know, for all these like in vitro, you know, surrogacy, you know, issues as well. Because, you know, they kind of, together with a few other Gemaras, there are cases of, oh, there's no father, there's only a mother, or the mother's status changed in between, you know, the harasa and leidasa. So, anyways. So that's one issue. The other issue is that Tosas in Sanhedrin brings a raya that Gerus of Katan is Doraisa from Gerus of Kal Yisrael. He said, well, there were many Katanim at the time of Matan Torah, right? So is Matan Torah a proper, is Matan Torah and is Ta'umim, Shenis Abru, and those kind of things, are they, or Vlad, Katan, Shenis, Shen, you know, Nis Abru, Imo, are these good paradigms for Ger Katan or not? That's the question. So I want to speak about that next time, Tuesday, very quickly. And then we'll speak about Mila, Tvila, Hartzaz, Damim, and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, and Higdili, Cholam, Limchos. Those are the issues that we have to still talk about in the Ger Katan part. So, okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll continue on Tuesday.
Yeah. So the last couple of